attention. Discipline will now begin.
Today is November 25th, 2005, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. Let's go over Friday's idol competition. First off, I lost. Oh well, I didn't deserve to win because I messed up. My voice cracked on the first high note of My Heart Will Go On. I wanted to crawl under a rock. I couldn't believe it. After all that preparation, I goofed. Then, the second time around, I almost hit the high note, but I had to strain to get it. See, I was so nervous. I lost control of my diaphragm, so I didn't have the control on the low notes, and I had no strength for the high notes. And I was just breathy all over the place. I let what the judges said to me last week eat into my confidence, so I was more conscious about being appropriate than giving my all. So when my voice cracked, I thought, I just lost. When I got off the stage, I was so depressed. I was thinking that I was the worst singer in the whole world and that I just ruined my whole life. So it wasn't my best performance, and you don't get to hear it. That being said, I didn't feel that most of the winners deserved to win either. Let me explain. It's not just sour grapes. You see, we didn't expect me to win. I was obviously not what the judges wanted, so we were just shooting for me to get into the top five. But even if they weren't going to choose me, I was going to knock them dead with my performance. When we arrived, there were Christmas decorations all over, and there was a giant Christmas tree up on stage. I was very confused, as Thanksgiving hadn't happened yet. Plus, I didn't know what Christmas had to do with an idol competition. So that was just weird. Then during the competition, there were two little girls around 11 who could both carry a tune but had weak voices and semi-sour low notes. They sang Christmas songs and dressed up in Christmas outfits. Now, one of the unwritten rules of competitions is you don't sing Christmas songs unless it's a Christmas competition. So that was very odd, and I thought they had totally blown their chances. Then when they took the top two slots, we were like, what? So one of these girls had three rows of friends and family cheering for her, and they were friendly with the judges. It just seemed so suspicious. My dad called it the Christmas conspiracy. How did they know that the decor would be Christmas-themed? Why did they win with such weak performances? The other three runners-up were much better, in my opinion, and deserved higher placement. There was another girl who didn't place like me, but I felt she was way better than I and deserved to be up there. It was just so disappointing all around. My performance teacher told me last week that contests like this are usually rigged, and the judges probably had their winners picked. My dad thought she was just being paranoid, but now he's a believer. It's not anything you can prove, but man, Christmas decorations out of the blue, and the two top winners each sing a Christmas song. One of my friends won, and he'll be doing a Christmas concert for them as part of the winning package. I hope he's not going to be, like, in the chorus while their two darlings take center stage. If you ask me, he was much better than both of them put together, and he only took fifth. I was very disappointed. But you know what? I'm more disappointed in my performance than I am with the judges. We already expected them to pull something like this. But if I did my very best, sounded great, and they still didn't pick me, then I would have felt just fine knowing I gave them what for. But because I goofed, there is that bad taste in my mouth and the lack of satisfaction of personal success. I decided I was going to do better next time. And that's why my next gig, the very next day, was so important. I can't believe it, but I was set to sing in a grocery store. I sang by the salt bags in front of the checkout counters. Like, nobody was even listening to me. At first, I was thinking, why am I doing this? This is the dumbest gig ever. But then, as I got going, I was able to get a few people listening and started to feel more confident. I was performing out in the front of a grocery store, and the salt bags must have been loving it. I even sang My Heart Will Go On again after the previous night's fiasco. I admit I was super nervous as I was building up to the high part, and when my dad closed his eyes, I thought he was bracing himself for the almighty squeak. So that did nothing for my nerves. But before I hit the high note, I thought of the judges and how they would feel if they heard me that very moment, so I was determined to hit it. And I did, so that was great. And in comparison to the night before, I did awesome. So that half-hour performance will be the one you get to enjoy in just a few seconds. And the best part of the whole thing, aside from hitting the note, was when a lady came over the PA system and started to advertise a blue light special or something in aisle 9. I didn't hear as I was singing, but I saw my father laughing, and I thought he was laughing at me. I thought maybe there was something on my shirt or someone was behind me with rabbit ears. Even so, it didn't matter. The whole thing made me feel a lot better after Friday's Gauche Christmas conspiracy. All right, for the song of the week, here comes my prestigious grocery store concert. The whole thing is 20-odd-something minutes, and there are 5 songs. Love Gets Me Every Time, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, My Heart Will Go On, Anytime, and If I Ain't Got You. I hope you enjoy it, and don't forget to go over to podcastalley.com and vote for me. And one more thing before I let you go. There's no use emailing me asking me to put my idol competition online so you can hear it. It's never gonna happen!
Staying single with a man, didn't need a steady man. I had to cover till I discovered that I love you. Merry Christmas. around yet. I love all your guys' Christmas hats. They're awesome. And the season.
We're just gonna try and
yes.
Okay.
special.
Please tune in next week for my next podcast. Hasta la bye bye.
This podcast is part of the T-Podcasters Network. Find more podcasts at tpodcasters.com.